being can ever forget them. But the effects pile up, one after the other, until they obliterate the person beneath them. The case of Charles Monet emerges in a cold geometry of clinical fact, mixed with flashes of horror so brilliant and disturbing that we draw back and blink, as if we're staring into a discolored alien sun. Monet came into the country in the summer of 1979, around the time that the human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV, which causes AIDS, made a final breakout from the rainforests of Central Africa and began its long burn through the human race. AIDS had already fallen like a shadow over the population, although no one yet knew it existed. It had been spreading quietly along the Kinshasa Highway, a transcontinental road that wanders across Africa from east to west and passes along the shores of Lake Victoria, within sight of Mount Elgon. HIV is a highly lethal but not very infective biosafety level 2 agent. It doesn't travel easily from person to person, and it does not travel through the air. You don't need to wear a biological spacesuit while handling blood infected with HIV. Monet worked hard in the pump house during the week, and on his weekends and holidays,